Radio Chaser, brought to you by The Haze. Thinking of becoming an asthmatic? Start today. The Haze.
The planet is heating up. People are restless. And the rich run everything. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast over the next hour live on Radio Chaser.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Welcome to Radio Chaser. Barely audible through the smoke here today in Sydney. So much coming up. We're going to tell you how livable your suburb is. Obviously, none of them are because of the smoke at the moment, but usually, Zoe's got the list right there. Zoe on Lodges with us. Andrew Hansen's here as well. We're going to talk about the haze. I've got an attack ad coming up on that. And the latest news from Woolies, where there's a robot in the aisles to keep us all nice and safe.
That's right. But before we get to this robot, which I definitely want to hear more about, obviously.
Do we have to do anything before the robot, Zoe?
I think we do. Just one thing. Okay. Well, there's a couple of things. But one thing I just want to talk about before the robot is Prince Andrew, right? Okay, I mean, I don't want to talk about Prince Andrew. I'll just kind of clarify that. Nobody wants to talk about Prince Andrew. But anyway, so he's had his car crash interview. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, it's all happened. And he's decided, or it's come out, the palace has come out and said he's going to step back from public duties for the foreseeable future. Now, I don't know about you, but like, if my punishment for doing something really bad or whatever was that I no longer had to work, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I saw he's not losing his wage either. He's still earning $500,000 a year. I think she'd just give interviews. It was so entertaining and engrossing. Just every day, another humiliating interview. That should be his new job.
Well, I mean, it just seems, if he can just walk away from the job, it can't be that hard a job, can it?
No. I mean, I guess it's not that hard a job. And you know what? I mean, there's a vacancy open there.
Are you a privileged upper-class twit looking for work? Announcing an unexpected career opening at Buckingham Palace. The Duke of York is currently on leave. You may have noticed his automated out-of-office emails if you're, say, a police officer trying to get in touch. We require a posh, toffee-nosed nitwit to cover Prince Andrew's duties. The following skills are essential. Being so inbred that your sweat glands don't function. Being photogenic. Please supply a portfolio of dozens of regrettable images from the past. And not knowing when to grant car crash interviews that turn the opinion of the entire world irreparably sour. Please supply a full criminal background check, which we will not read. In fact, we'll dump it in the bin and shoot it into the sun, because we're the palace and we don't want to know about it. So apply today to be a temporary prince. No interview required. In fact, please don't do one.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9.
I didn't sweat at the time. Triple
M. Radio Chaser. We have Andrew, Zoe, and my name is Dom. Now, Andrew and Zoe, I want your help, because I'm starting to worry that as I age, I'm getting more absent-minded. I've always been a bit absent-minded.
I was going to say, don't worry about that, Dom. That's just what you like. Yeah. That's not an aging thing.
Well, tell me if this is actually getting worse or if it's just me, right? Like last Friday, we discovered that the local shopping centre had stock of some dinosaur shorts that my daughter really wanted. Dinosaur shorts. She loves dinosaurs or dinosaurs. Oh. So we rang them and I was like, great, let's just go in the car. It closes in half an hour. We'll get there just in time. Went out onto the street to discover that my car wasn't there. Went and looked, around the corner, couldn't see my car anywhere, and then only vaguely remembered I'd left it at my parents' house, so we didn't get the shorts.
Yeah. Aww.
Yeah. Look, this is a thing that happens when you get children. It's who knows where the car is. It could be in another state.
Yeah.
could be. So I went to childcare the other day and dropped my kid off, you know, really nice moment, cried, big hugs and all that. Then realised that her entire bag I had left at home with her changes of clothes, with her bottle, so no milk for her that day.
I mean, you hadn't even bought the dinosaur shorts, so it didn't matter that they weren't there.
Quite bad.
This poor kid.
Yeah.
It's kind of shaping up as more of a sort of crap father scenario.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean,
well, the other day as well, we were actually on air, and we were talking about the new driver's license, the digital driver's license on your phone, and yeah. I brought out my physical driver's license, talking to Charles about it, and I have not seen it since. So I've been driving around with only the app.
Oh, that's because like after Charles lost his license, he's nicked yours and is driving around
that
town.
That could be what it is. But I'm starting to worry that this is getting, I'm really getting vague. Like I just never know where things are. I keep losing things.
Yeah.
And then this morning I did something really, really quite bad.
Okay. So this was all just a warm up.
Yeah.
They were all you don't think any of those things were bad. All right.
I think they're all pretty bad, but this is really, really bad.
Okay.
This morning I went to the gym, which is kind of strange for me. But
what? Oh, you are getting absent-minded. You're forgetting who you are.
I accidentally went to the gym.
This goes to the core of your character, though.
Also, Dom's wearing a suit, and I do like to imagine you absent-mindedly went to the gym in that suit.
I actually went to the gym in the suit. I did change out of the suit. But this is the problem. So I'm sitting there. I finished my workout. Think, okay, I'm going to come into work. Went into the change room, and a woman in a towel came running after me and said, "You're in the wrong change room. What are you doing?" And I had noise-cancelling headphones on, so I couldn't hear. So, and then I took them off and then realised that, yes, I was actually. I was kind of thinking, why is that locker in a different place? Locker number 101 out where my stuff was. I'd walked into the women's change room.
Had you, Dommy? Well, it was very good of you to construct this entire story about being absent-minded just to conceal the fact that you are a massive perv who walks into women's change rooms.
Yeah, I mean, at least that woman now has a great excuse to not go back to the gym.
Well, I was incredibly embarrassed about it, and I felt dirty. I felt like she must have thought I was some sort of pervert instead of just a crazy absent-minded person. Thing is, that was much nicer.
And you were like, it's fine, I keep forgetting my daughter's shorts. And she was like, stop talking to me.
That was basically what it was like. But the thing is, it's the first time I've been in a women's change room. Much nicer than the men's.
Why
I'm
go
did back
you stick around
week.
To look around? Triple M, Radio
Chaser. Okay, as we hurtle towards a better and better future, great news, Woolworths, they don't have a human being walking around the store anymore looking for spills. Like, you know, that's something that the staff do. They look around looking for spills and hazards. They've got a robot.
Really?
Look at this massive bloody robot. I don't know if you've seen the picture. It's really quite big, and it's called Millie, the safety robot, and its job is to whir around the supermarket aisles, kind of looking for, spills and hazards and things that have gone wrong.
Is it like a big cumbersome robot that might actually just knock stuff over and cause a spill? Or?
Well, it would report itself, I'd say, Zoe, if it considered itself a hazard. No, look, nothing makes me feel safer and better as time goes on than seeing things like, you know, staff being replaced by giant robots.
Is the giant robot going to do those kind of awkward food demos where you walk past and they're handing out sad little bikkies with dip on them? Is Millie going to go,
Should I try
my dip? You don't. Oh, okay. I'm not earning any money today.
Little meatball with a toothpick in it that's been there for 4 hours with people saying no to it. Now, look, maybe that is one of the robot's duties. I don't know. Let's check in on the supermarket itself and see how the robot works.
Millie, the safety robot to count a six, please. Millie, the safety robot to count a six.
You wanted to see me, human master?
Yes, have you seen anything wrong around the supermarket?
Affirmative. I observed a child losing his shit in the sweets aisle because mummy would only buy 3 packets of jelly snakes.
Well, that's not a problem. In fact, the sweets aisle is specifically designed to foster that behaviour. Anything else?
At the self-serve, I observed 29 customers scanning organic French camembert as carrots.
Well, again, that's normal for a day's business.
That was in the last 2 minutes.
Any other alerts?
My processing of staff wage records indicates total underpayment of $100 million.
Oh, well, that is a problem. Woolworth's policy is $300 million.
Deducting $200 million from staff now.
Good robot.
This is Radio Chaser on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Suburbs. Sydney people love talking about suburbs, right? Which suburb do you live in, right? It's a heated thing. You know, we all think our own suburb is the best, right?
Well, it is.
Right. Mm. Whatever suburb we live in, that's clearly the best. Well, look, there's a definitive list now, which is the most all 569 suburbs of Sydney ranked for livability.
Oh, finally.
You've been waiting for it. Yeah, so
yes, because I'm going to move. I'm going to go and buy a house in the number one immediately.
Yeah. I've got the top 10 here. I mean, they've got a couple of things in common, these suburbs. Like, they're supposedly the most livable places, right? Number one, Milsons Point.
That's a street. That's not a suburb. I grew up near there. That's like about 230 metres of street, just apartments.
Well, it's a good, it must be good. I mean, you lived there. Did you continue to live there? You didn't die there, so it's livable.
Amazingly boring. Anyway.
Lavender Bay.
It's just around the corner. That's another street. They've chosen two streets as the most livable.
Harbour. They're not even streets, Tommy. They're just harbourfront buildings. Of course they're livable. These are two harbourfront buildings with billionaires living in them.
What about Sydney? Sydney's just the next one.
I lived in the Sydney CBD. How are they factoring crime in? Because we had burglaries the entire time. But other than that, it's very convenient.
Yeah. Kirribilli matches the other ones, doesn't it? We've got Milsons Point, Lovenbay, Kirribilli all up there. McMahon's Point.
That's partly a suburb as well.
Yes.
Wollstonecraft, Darling Point.
Oh, la-di-da.
Waverton, North Sydney, and just to be different, Edgecliff.
Yeah, a few of the different bit of the harbour. This is very, these are some of the most boring places in Sydney.
Okay, yeah, so what I was thinking, right, is like I've got this little, there's a little app and you can kind of just search it and it'll rank your suburb. So you just, you type in your suburb and it tells you which number it is out of 569. So I thought like we could just enrage everyone. 133353, do you want to call us up, tell us what your suburb is and I will just tell you definitively where it's ranked out of the 569 and we can argue about it.
Can we test this out? Let's go with Radio Chaser's favourite suburb in the whole of the time we've been on here. Hornsby.
Okay, Hornsby, let me just have a go.
I'm thinking 562.
Oh, okay. Well, you've spoken ill of the 47th most livable suburb in Sydney.
Philip Ruddock's the mayor. He's not technically alive.
Hey, mate, tell that to whoever made this system. Look, 133353. Call us up and we will tell you how livable your suburb is and you can tell us if this list is correct or not.
Chase, the line's open now, 133353. How livable is your suburb? We will tell you, then we'll fight about it. Triple M. Radio Chaser, we're talking about suburbs and how livable they are and we're going to look into the index and figure out how livable you are. David is in Lidcombe. Before Zoe gives you the number, David, how livable do you reckon Lidcombe is?
Oh, I think it's very livable. It's changed a lot over the last 10 years since we've been here.
Yep.
We're right next door is where I've got my restaurant, and we're spoiled for choice in Auburn for all the restaurants that are there, authentic restaurants.
Okay.
And very multicultural lifestyle.
Survey says.
Okay, but okay, what would you guess? Out of 569, what's your stub? Have one stub.
What would I think? I would like to think it'd be maybe up to 300.
375.
Still work to do. Let's go to Greg in Greystanes.
I like that he talked it up so much and was like, I reckon it's 300.
Oh,
not even in the top half.
That's like a nice point.
His own guess.
Greg, where do you think Greystanes is?
I'd say 1,000. No, probably about 250, 300.
Let's see. It is, what did you say? Say again.
250.
250
to 300.
Mate, you've been optimistic there. It's 436, apparently. Again, this is not my list.
Those stains will need washing out. Meg in Botany,
where
do you think you are?
Top 10 at least.
Ooh.
Top 10?
Top 10 has to be. Close to the beaches, close to the cities, close to everything.
Meg, you're dreaming, mate. 374.
Nah, not
374. I mean, look, trash the list. Trash the list, not me, Meg.
They've got it wrong.
It's very handy for the airport. Got any plane noise there at all, Meg?
No, we don't get any plane noise at all in Botany. They fly over Mascot. They can't turn out. Planes can't bank that quickly.
That's good. We might move there. Brandon in Kingswood, what do you think?
I have to be up in the high 400s,
buddy. Okay. High 400s? Do you know what? You will be pleasantly surprised. 368.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, well, I'm pleased for you. Good on you, Kingswood.
Awesome. All right. Well, Linda in Camden is up next. Linda, talk us through Camden. How do you see it?
I reckon it'll be in the top 50, definitely. I mean, it's got everything. It's semi-rural, but it's close to everything. It's close to the big town. So, yeah, beautiful.
I'm so sorry to tell you that the list disagrees. The list says 328, but fear not, Linda.
No.
You're not in Camden South, are you? Okay, because Camden South. Now, I'll remind you that it's 569 suburbs. Camden South is 554. So at least we're at Camden, we're at 328. So look, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'll take that then.
Yeah.
That's a 200-point difference for getting south. We got Dave in Kurnell finally. Where do you think Kurnell ranks, Dave?
Well, I think it should be up there in the top 10, but it's got a pretty bad name as far as suburbs go. So I'm saying, like, probably 10th last.
Can you do me a favour? Can you spell Kurnell for me or the first couple of letters?
K-U-R-N-E-L-L.
Yeah, you got good sand dunes there, don't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Well, we used to have sand dunes.
What are we guessing? Say again what you're guessing, Dave, for Kurnell.
I'm saying it should be up there in the top 10.
Look, it should be.
We've got beaches and everything.
No one's disputing that's where it should be. Unfortunately, it's 304.
304. Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that's not bad.
Well, I think that we can just conclusively say that this list got every single number wrong.
Yeah, look, how are we rating this this list out of 10?
Oh, it is off the charts bad.
Sydney is certainly very smoky, very hazy, but would we want to turn it off if we knew where the button was? Because it's making things so interesting. And look, sales of masks have gone through the roof. If you own a pharmacy or a mask-making company, you are making a lot of money. In fact, it's helping Sydney's economy. I think there are all kinds of benefits to this smoke that haven't been explored yet. What do you think, Zoe?
Are you, like, working for big haze?
Smoke. Yeah. Yeah, the haze lobby. Look, I just think...
I mean, I think it's horrible. Like, I stepped outside onto my balcony to, like, hang up one piece of washing, and I, like... was coughing.
Oh, you're just one of these people who just goes along with the trend, are you? He's just concerned about smoke. You're one of the people who goes, oh, I'm worried about climate change. Oh, I'm worried about, you know, vaccinations. No. This is all wrong. This is all wrong. Haze is good for you. And here's the ad that will explain why.
Some people want clear air so that we can breathe properly. But these are the same people who tell you to exercise to improve your health. Now they say you shouldn't exercise because the air is so bad. Talk about a backflip. So which is it? The fact is, all the best cities have haze. Los Angeles, Beijing, Port Macquarie. Haze-hating oxygen junkies obviously don't want Sydney to be world class. There are so many advantages. You can pick up a fresh salmon, walk around the block, and hey presto... beautiful smoked salmon. So next time you think the haze is bad, suck it up, sweetheart. The fact is that...
Authorised by the Pyromaniacs Association of Australia. I'm speaking very fast because I'm losing my breath and I can hardly breathe.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.
Time to catch up on the greatest inhuman achievements over the past 7 days.
It's Radio Chaser's World Record Roundup.
Yes, where I go through and showcase the finest human achievements. And then, for some reason, Zoe and Andrew are underwhelmed by these feats.
I mean, I think the fact that they are, you know, every 7 days, like that's how many are being pumped out, really just shows you how... crappy they are, don't you think?
Yeah, how easy it is to make a world record, Zoe. Mm.
This wasn't just any old week, because this week saw the 16th annual Guinness World Record Day with heaps more records set, including 6 by the Harlem Globetrotters. That's how impressive this day was.
6 by one basketball team.
Let me run you through these amazing records. Wham Middleton achieved the most bounced basketball figure eight moves blindfolded in 1 minute, which was 63.
What was he doing wearing a blindfold in the middle of a basketball? The man's unprofessional for a start. Should be disqualified.
Achieved the furthest under the legs basketball shot at 62 feet, 10 inches, and the farthest behind the back basketball shot at 42 feet. How amazing is that?
I didn't really understand anything that you just said.
No, nor do you want to, I think, Joe. It's just something about behind-the-back basketball shot. No, but nobody else has even attempted to do this
that's
stuff.
That's why like, the record was set. Okay, also, inventor Richard Browning broke the record for the fastest speed in a body-controlled jet engine-powered suit, 85 miles per hour.
Again, something no one else has attempted before.
Okay, I mean, what about
these?
These
are not records. These are just first attempts.
A family spent 153 days... in the UAE, they spent 153 days with the creating the world's largest ever handwritten Bible.
Oh, I feel like if I say something, it's going to be sacrilegious.
Got you on that one. All right, what about this? A man transferred a 40-pound weight from one hand to another 100 times in 21 seconds. That's amazing. No?
Oh, that man will never get those 21 seconds back.
No.
An Idaho man set 2 world records for alternating hits of a tennis ball with a tennis racket?
Oh, look, I don't like that man, and I don't want to hear about him ever again.
You know, all these people should get together and just tell each other about the dumb things that they've done and leave us all out of it.
Yes, they should have a little convention.
Yeah.
Where they can all boast about these pathetic records.
Yeah.
I think that's actually what just being a member of the Harlem Globetrotters is.
Cat's pajamas or cat's piss.
So, Zoe and Dommy, what do you think of this story? Is it cat's pajamas? What do you reckon? There's these new smart seats. You know, everything's smart nowadays. Mm. And these are on a plane. So this airline has put on these smart seats. I think it might be Lufthansa or something. These seats can monitor almost everything you do, including things like they know when your seatbelt's on, they know when your seatbelt's off. They even know when you're leaning on the armrest.
Ooh.
How much do you like this concept?
Do they know when you're picking your nose?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do they know if the person next to you has really bad breath and should be asked to move?
They're sounding quite good, aren't they, if they do?
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's a terrifying, you know, breach of personal privacy. But if it could in any way curb the horrible behaviour of the people next to you, go for it.
Can they detect when you're creeped out by how smart the seats are? But also, I would be on board if the seats could detect when you'd finished your meal, were busting to go to the bathroom but couldn't get there because the trolleys were in the way. If they could somehow do something about that, I'd so be on board.
Oh, my God. There's so many uses for these seats. Great. Cat's pajamas. Fact check. The airline is actually TAP Portugal, so it's nothing that we'll have to worry about for the next 100 years. Now, there's an insurance company. I should say these guys are in South Africa. Maybe people do things a little bit differently. I don't know. They demanded that this family prove that their uncle was dead, right, to get the insurance. So the family's response to do this was to simply haul the uncle's corpse into the insurance office and dump it on the floor. You know, here he is. He's dead. What do you make of that response?
That's not proof, is it? I mean, that could be any old corpse. How do they prove it's the uncle?
Yeah, or what if he was just like sleeping or, you know, holding his breath?
Huh? It could have been.
I mean, that's wild. They really did that?
Apparently they said, like, rather than just fill out the paperwork, I guess they thought it was easier, perhaps, to just bring in Uncle Charlie or whatever.
I mean, did it work? Was the insurance company like, oh, yes, right there, cool, that's...
approved.
That's approved, well, stamp.
I don't know.
Or were they like, you're arrested, stamp. Stop dragging dead people around.
Well, actually, it's a good point, because I was wondering, like, I want to be cremated. And I'm not sure where I want my ashes scattered. I was thinking maybe Sydney Harbour or a nice park. What about the life insurance office to make sure that the claim goes through?
Just here he is.
Just on the desk.
Yeah. Look, he's definitely dead.
No. Well, I want my ashes scattered here at Triple M, of course. We've had such a happy time.